Now that his official state portrait is done, Arne Carlson says he feels he's made the transition from regular politician to historical figure. It's a moment that gives him mixed emotions, especially when he looks up at the massive gilt-framed painting.
As school children go by, they're going to wonder, on one side will be the very colorful Rudy Perpich and his wife Lola, and on the other side will be another colorful Governor Jesse Ventura, and people will ask, who's the boring individual in between?
Speaking to a friendly audience of old-time allies, Carlson recalled his two terms in office with fondness. He may not have been the most colorful governor in recent memory, but he reminded them of the solid, workmanlike job he did bringing the state's finances under control and balancing the budget. Carlson also took advantage of the nostalgia to deliver some not-so-veiled criticism of the current crop of politicians.
I would have to say that I'm concerned that in a sense the politics of substance and the substance of governance is giving way to the 30-second soundbite, to the quick quip, and overall there's a certain trivialization that's occurring in American politics.
Carlson would not say whether this criticism was directed at his successor, Governor Ventura, who wasn't invited to the unveiling. But later, Carlson did repeat his dismay over Ventura's tendency to ridicule career politicians.
I respect experience. I would like to have presidents who have experience. I think it makes sense.
Carlson, of course, has been the consummate career politician, working his way up through the decades from city councilor to legislator to state auditor and finally to governor. But when it came time for him to choose a backdrop for his official portrait, Carlson decided against governmental scenery.
I love the Capitol, don't get me wrong, but when you walk by the university, you sort of get goosebumps for a whole variety of reasons.
The portrait has Carlson posed on the steps of the University of Minnesota's Morrill Hall, with Northrop Auditorium visible in the background. He also wears a maroon university letter jacket, a variation on the yellow gopher's sweater he almost always wore around the governor's office. Carlson attended grad school at the university for a couple of years in the late 1950s, and he's been a tireless booster ever since. It seemed hardly a coincidence that his university-oriented portrait was unveiled on the same day the university raised the public profile of its biggest fundraising drive ever. University President Mark Udoff was right there next to Carlson to thank him for his support.
The only thing the governor wanted was policy for the university that would make it the best that it could be. And that was the basis of our discussion. And I always appreciated that. And I guess this is a good occasion to say that I think there is a renaissance at the university. And that renaissance is in large measure due to Arne Carlson and his vision.
After the ceremony was over, Carlson lingered at least half an hour, greeting old members of his administration and reminiscing.
It's kind of an odd moment. Anytime you see a picture of yourself, obviously there's some distance between the picture and the self. And coming here today, it finally dawns on you that everything is coming together, and you now are part of history.
But Carlson says he never regretted stepping down when he did, even though most political strategists thought he could have easily won a third term last year. In his three decades as a career politician, Carlson says he's learned the value of leaving office before his allies and enemies started to take him for granted. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.